On Monday, Wisconsin Democrats kicked off the 2020 National Convention by welcoming their party to Milwaukee. Well, virtually. Nearly all convention business is, of course, happening remotely because of COVID-19. But party leaders nationally and across the state have said the DNC will still showcase Wisconsin as a whole, and Milwaukee in particular, as the 2020 general election begins. Joining me now to look at how much Wisconsin is in this Wisconsin-based convention is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. And Sean, you've been to political conventions in other parts of the country in previous years. So how do host cities typically become a part of that event? What do they do that someone who's watching from somewhere else might recognize as unique to that city?
You know, for somebody who's watching the convention on TV and that is their experience of the convention, I was trying to think about it and whether they would have looked at the conventions in Philadelphia or Cleveland from 4 years ago and known that they were uniquely Philadelphia or Cleveland. And I'm not sure. I think the biggest thing a home city usually benefits from with a convention is the swarms of people who come in, the thousands of people who come in and experience the city for at least a few days, you know, and that is how a city kind of puts its stamp on a convention, is that the people who came there for the convention get to experience it. That's not happening this time. And so that's probably the biggest dividing mark between how this convention differs from conventions past.
How much of a Wisconsin stamp are you seeing on what's going out across the country, this truncated, mostly remote video format that's airing on networks at night?
You know, at least on the first night, did not have a Wisconsin feel to it, to my eye. Congresswoman Gwen Moore was the first politician who spoke. So she kind of kicked it off and said, "I wish you were here with me in Milwaukee. But, you know, we'll gather virtually and bring the nation together." You know, she did put a little bit of a Milwaukee stamp on it, but Gwen Moore spoke for 82 seconds, Brady, and a very brief sliver of time in the televised convention. And then you had people from Wisconsin in some of the segments where real people were talking about what it's been like to struggle through COVID-19 or 2020 in general. But Gwen Moore was sort of the Wisconsin stamp on the first night of the convention, and it was very brief. In terms of the speaking program, it looks like it's going to be kind of more of the same. You know, Governor Evers is scheduled to speak to the convention on Wednesday. Tammy Baldwin is scheduled to speak to the convention on Thursday. So there will be Wisconsin elements to the speaking program, but they will probably be overshadowed by a lot of the national speakers, you know, especially on Thursday when Joe Biden is scheduled to accept the nomination.
And there are a number of national Republican figures who are on the Wisconsin schedule this week, not at the DNC, but actually in person. What's happening in what's being called the counter programming from Republicans?
Yeah, the Trump campaign has been pretty aggressive in trying to make a point that is not too subtle, right? That they're here and Vice President Joe Biden is not. President Trump was physically in Oshkosh on Monday, speaking at a campaign rally. Vice President Mike Pence is going to be in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Eric Trump is in Wisconsin today. So they are trying to use this situation where Wisconsin was supposed to have this big convention, which is now virtual, to say, hey, pay attention to us, Wisconsin, key swing state. You know, the Democratic response to that is, we'd love to be, but it just wasn't the right thing to do to hold an in-person convention in Milwaukee during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's WPR's Sean Johnson. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.